This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend, so stay with us. Give us a call. You can participate by calling 877-726-8255. That's the number for Intelligent Medicine for questions related to overall health. If you've got a medical problem, you can call us, 877-726-8255. We'll try to work out a Intelligent Medicine solution involving both high-tech medical breakthroughs as well as natural approaches. That's what Intelligent Medicine is all about. And we got lots of stories to share with you this weekend. We're going to talk about food deserts in America and some ingenious solutions to that problem. 877-726-8255. Also, how exercise in old age prevents the immune system from declining. That's something that many of you Intelligent Medicine listeners might be interested in finding out about, especially if you're avid exercisers like yours truly. 877-726-8255. Let's get started with a story about a major overhaul of food and supplement labels. This is going to get confusing, and it's going to be a real challenge for those in the supplement industry because for the first time in over two decades, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is mandating changes to the way foods and dietary supplements are labeled. It's a very sweeping overhaul, and in some ways it's good, and in some ways it's not so good. In any case, it's probably going to unleash a lot of confusion. All foods and multivitamins, single-letter vitamins, like ABC, and minerals carrying nutrition facts or supplement labels will be affected by the changes. And they're going to be relevant for consumers and practitioners because things are going to change, and I'm going to share with you some of the changes. First of all, let's take a look at foods. Serving sizes have been incredibly unrealistic until recently. For example, serving sizes for sodas was 8 ounces. So you get kind of a misleadingly optimistic reading on the amount of sugar and or caffeine that you get in your soda drink. The serving size for soda will jump from 8 ounces to 12 ounces. And here's another positive change, because if you buy a 20-ounce bottle of Coke, you're going to drink the whole bottle, right? So that if the serving size says 8 ounces and the bottle is 20 ounces, you're going to have to do the math to figure out how much you're going to consume. Now, package sizing will be exactly reflected by serving size. So if it's a 12-ounce bottle, they'll tell you how much is in the 12-ounce bottle because that's your serving. You're going to drink the 12-ounce bottle. And if it's a 20-ounce bottle, you're going to drink the 20-ounce bottle. So they're going to give you a full recitation of what's in there. And a serving of ice cream is going to increase to 2/3 cup, up from 1/2 cup. You know what 1/2 cup is? Who has 1/2 cup of ice cream at a sitting? Usually it's a pint, you know, once you open it up. But it's going to increase modestly, you know, maybe not enough, to 2/3 cup. And hopefully Americans are going to get a more realistic and hopefully somewhat sobering picture of their total calorie consumption. And then this, at least in theory, could support healthier food choices. The FDA is slightly lowering the upper limit for sodium consumption from 2,400 to 2,300 milligrams per day. And that's a controversial move because some studies suggest that not all people benefit from sodium restriction. Some people do, some people don't. So I kind of think I'm squaring off the middle there, trying to compromise on a slightly lower dose. What's kind of cool, though, is the FDA is raising the recommended daily intake of potassium from 3,500 milligrams rather drastically to 4,700 milligrams per day. Now, you're not going to get that from a lot of potassium supplements. You're going to get most of your potassium from foods, particularly fruits and vegetables. So to give you an idea, if you're supposed to increase your potassium from 3,500 to 4,700, you'd have to take 12 99 milligram tablets or capsules of potassium, because potassium is mandated by law to be limited to just 99 milligrams per capsule. So it's not a very good way to get your potassium, get it from foods. Also, and this is a good move, the daily value for total carbohydrates is being cut from 300 grams slightly to 275 grams. So we're now becoming aware that carbs, total carbs, are a problem for Americans. Of course, that's a huge, huge dollop of carbohydrates. When we want to put people on healthy weight loss diets, we want them to restrict their carbs to, say, 60 milligrams or less on an Atkins-type diet. They're also going to come up with a new nutrition facts designation. When you buy a food, now you can't find out how much added sugar is in the product. But in the future, there's going to be a new column, added sugars, and it could be literally sugar, or it could be sugar from, you know, say, juice concentrate, which is kind of a weasel word for added sugar. Sugar by any other name tastes as sweet and has the same physiologic effects on the body. One FDA spokesperson says, quote, "Our goal is to increase consumer understanding of the quantity of added sugars in foods." And the new labeling guidelines are in line with the 2015 dietary guidelines, the DGA, the Dietary Guidelines for America, that support reducing calories from added sugar in the diet to less than 10% of all calories consumed. So that's a positive move. Now, there's going to be a big change when it comes to supplements. Because, well, certain supplements contain added sugar, like gummy supplements, chewable vitamins, and flavored drink mixes. So they're going to have to reflect the amount of sugar there. But what is going to be the most profound for many of you out there, the biggest change is that the FDA is completely eliminating the international unit, the IU, as an accepted unit of measure. And that applies to vitamins A, D, and E. IUs will be replaced with metric units, micrograms or milligrams. And that's in lockstep with the rest of the world, where they have centimeters and millimeters and kilometers and tons, kilotons, kilos. The IU system was established decades ago, and it's been applied largely to fat-soluble vitamins like A, D, and E. So here's what's going to happen. If you're accustomed to taking, say, 400 international units of vitamin D, you'll now need to know that this equals 20 micrograms. So if you want to take 2,000 international units of vitamin D, that's going to be 100 micrograms. 5,000 IUs will be 250 micrograms. You'll have to do the math. And for a while, they're going to show labels with both simultaneously to get people used to it. Maybe eventually they'll phase out IUs, but a lot of people are used to IUs. And I think among the most confusing changes coming down the pike is that in terms of folate, the new recommended dietary intake will be expressed as DFEs, which are dietary folate equivalents. That's kind of confusing. 400 micrograms DFE is equivalent to 250 micrograms of folic acid. And Then there are other products which are folate, like 5-methylfolate, and they'll have to be expressed as dietary folate equivalents. The problem is the FDA's new folate daily value for pregnant women, which is 600 micrograms DFE, that delivers only 360 actual micrograms of folic acid, which falls short of the current recommendation of 400 to 800 micrograms of folic acid for pregnant women. And folic acid is very important in terms of preventing neural tube defects. March of Dimes, one of its biggest successes in terms of eliminating birth defects, was through the recommendation that pregnant women take folic acid. Better yet, natural folate. There's a big difference because folic acid is synthetic and natural folate is what's in fresh fruits and vegetables. And that's the body-ready, bioavailable, easily metabolized kind of folate. And there's even some studies that suggest that by taking folic acid, women may reduce neural tube defects, but increase children's risk for allergies, according to a new study. So there's going to be a lot of label changes, a lot of questions. Manufacturers now have until January 2020 and to make these changes, but some changes in the air when it comes to nutrition facts labeling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. If that's a difficult to remember, it's 877-726-TALK. Give us a call. We're here answering your questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstores, supermarkets, and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us this hour or next, 877-726-8255. And a couple of other ways to get through to us. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. That'll serve as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast that many of you enjoy. And another way to get through to us is go to our homepage at drhoffman.com. On your PC or Mac, you'll see a black rectangle on the right side. And if you click on that, you can record a question, as did Denise. So let's hear from Denise.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I just called about a CAT scan and lymphoma versus sarcoidosis. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about sarcoidosis and how you would treat it? Thank you.
Okay. Sarcoidosis is a mysterious disease, and it is what's called a granulomatous disease, which involves inflammation. And the result are little clumps of cells in various organs, in particular in the lungs. And the nodules can form, and it can cause shortness of breath and cough. And it is really unclear what causes it. It may be that exposure to mold or chemicals or various environmental pollutants could be an issue. It is thought to be a disorder that may affect certain ethnic groups. Being African American is a risk factor, but also being Asian or Scandinavian, German, Irish, Puerto Rican can be associated with having a higher risk. It's often treated with prednisone, which is not great, sometimes treated with other medications, but it's a mysterious disease and there's no known treatment. There's some evidence that antioxidants may be helpful. Some studies that I've looked at in relationship to sarcoidosis suggest that taking bromelain may be helpful, taking turmeric may be helpful. Some studies look at the potential for quercetin to be helpful, antioxidants in general, because studies have shown that there are decreased levels of vitamin C and glutathione in patients who have sarcoidosis, but that's by no means proven. There's a bit of an unconventional way of treating it. It's called the Marshall Protocol, and it's interesting in that it suggests extreme restriction of vitamin D. You know, for many inflammatory conditions, we tell patients to take vitamin D, but for this condition, because there's actually excess production of vitamin D in sarcoidosis, the suggestion is to limit vitamin D intake, even avoid vitamin D containing foods, even avoid sunlight. This is called the Marshall Protocol. And the Marshall Protocol also involves the use of certain types of antihypertensive medication. Yeah, for some reason it's thought that those medications may block the metabolic pathways that contribute to sarcoidosis. So you can look up the Marshall Protocol. It's M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. It's controversial. It's not been clearly demonstrated. Marshall isn't even a medical doctor. He's a PhD in some other field. The suggestion there is to avoid vitamin D and even avoid the sunlight, which might cause your skin to synthesize vitamin D. So, again, it's not one of these conditions that's a slam dunk from a nutritional perspective, but it behooves you to eat a very clean diet and to take anti-inflammatory supplements and possibly antioxidants to slow the progression of the disease. The vitamin D part, that's controversial, but there's some studies that support that particular approach. So thanks for recording your question, Denise. Okay, when we return, we're going to take a look at a potential solution to the problem of food deserts, places where there just isn't anything good to eat. They're just fast food eateries, and the grocery stores don't stock any fresh fruits and vegetables. And that's a big problem for people who are impoverished and locked into these neighborhoods because their disease rates are going to skyrocket. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Tending your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Heart Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my supplement starter kit, immune protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we're taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255. Take advantage of it this hour or next. We can provide you with free, one of my favorite four-letter words, F-R-E-E, free medical advice with an intelligent medicine perspective, both high-tech medicine and natural therapies with the best of those both of those worlds together for you. And let's take a call now from Z in Long Island. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions to ask you. Back in December of 2017, I was struck by a car while crossing and broke both of my legs below the knee.
Ouch.
Right now.
How did that just by the way, I'm curious, how did that happen? Were you in the wrong, or was the driver in the wrong, or were you
dashing in pedestrians? Question. I just remember I don't remember the incident because I was my head also struck the windshield, so all I remember just seeing was the car, and boom, that was it.
So you had a concussion.
Presently,
as well.
Yes, but yes, absolutely. I'm feeling good today. Presently, I have no pain. I'm healing well, and I just wanted to ask you two questions. One was, what would you recommend in supplementation-wise that I can take to assist in the healing mm-hmm. of my bones and also muscle? And mm-hmm. secondly, I've been taking Lovenox since December mm-hmm. and presently still taking it.
Blood thinner.
And I feel it. Yes, it is. A blood thinner, yes. Mm-hmm. And presently, it just I could feel something with my teeth. I don't know if the enamel or whatever, but it's my body must be saturated with Lovenox. Is there anything that I can take to to offset any side effects that you can recommend?
Well, I can't really say that there's a way to offset the side effects of Lovenox, because Lovenox is a blood thinner, and yeah, it may cause some other issues within you, but it's unclear what supplements you can take that will make those go away. You know, because you had trauma and you had broken bones and smashed tissue, that sets up the potential for blood clots. And so after a traumatic injury, or even after surgery, people are given Lovenox for a certain period of time. After a while, when the healing is complete, they'll take you off the Lovenox. So this is a self-limited matter. In terms of healing from fractures, been there, done that. I myself experienced a fractured hip in 2006 after I crashed on my bike. And it pretty devastating, even though at that time I was in my early 50s. But I can really see how people, especially older people, when they break a hip, they can die because it just drags you down, demoralizes you. It really is a drain. So things that I would take in the initial phases, I would take either bromelain or a more complete proteolytic enzyme formula like a Wobenzyme. Wobenzyme is popular in Europe for a trauma. At this point, I'm not even sure you need that because you've gone beyond the acute phases. Now you're in sort of the bone healing phases. For that, I would recommend Ostinol. Ostinol I recommend to my osteoporotic patients, but it's great for fractures because it's bone morphogenetic protein, or BMP, which signals to the osteoblasts to proliferate and grow, which helps bone knit together. And it's a pricey supplement, but it's worth it in the case of healing a fracture. Vitamin D, obviously, because limited amounts of vitamin D will prevent proper bone healing. Vitamin K is also in that equation. MK7, vitamin K, is both good for the heart and good for bone. I would take calcium and magnesium, particularly in the early phases of it. You may be depleted in magnesium after a traumatic injury, but the calcium needs to be there to help with bone repair. Extra protein, because a lot of tissue damage, a lot of muscle damage, you need to literally replete some of that muscle protein. Fish oil with its anti-inflammatory effects. Also, fish oil has an anti-clotting effect and can be safely taken with your anticoagulant medication. And, good thing you're not experiencing pain. Thank goodness, about 3 months out, from my injury, I still was experiencing a lot of pain. CBD or even some kind of marijuana-based cannabinoid product would be preferable to taking strong anti-inflammatory drugs or even opioids, which are, sometimes dished out too liberally for patients with post-surgical pain or accidents. You can really get hooked on those opioids and develop dependency. So CBD is a preferable alternative. And, of course, zinc is important in healing. But, you sound like you're on a healing path. And that's great, considering what a devastating accident you had. Hopefully you'll be 100%. And it may take, 6, 12, or 18 months for you to fully recover, but you got to do the physical therapy. Physical therapy is really key to restoration of full function. So thank you for that call. All right, let's take a look at a big problem, which is what are called food deserts. Food deserts occur where there's really a lack of proper resources in terms of the right kind of foods. What is happening is that in certain parts of the world, certain parts of the United States, usually these are areas that are, well, I got to put it this way, they're redlined by supermarkets and even redlined by fast food eateries. And what you see is a proliferation of fast food places, but an absence of places where you can get fresh produce and vegetables. And the redlining occurs is because it's not that much economic advantage to selling foods to super poor people. Where you want to put your good markets is like where I live in Manhattan. I have great grocery stores within walking distance. I got Trader Joe's. I got Whole Foods. I've got gourmet markets. The other day, one of my markets that's like just two blocks away, I mean, I was able to buy organic duck pate made without artificial ingredients. Pricey, $14 for a little small container. That's well beyond the means of people who live in impoverished neighborhoods. So the Salvation Army is doing something about it. You know, Salvation Army, you think, well, it's this place where alcoholics can, you know, dry out or where people can get cheap, you know, clothes or something like that. Well, they're opening up grocery stores in America's food deserts. The group says a family of four should be able to eat for under $10. So it's kind of a disruptive form of food distribution. It's the Salvation Army's DMG Foods, they're going to be called. And DMG stands for Doing the Most Good. It's the first ever national nonprofit grocery chain, and the goal is to bring good food to low-income residents in the country's food deserts, in nutrition-poor areas where people have no or extremely limited access to low-cost, healthy food. Conversely, there's almost too much access to junk food because, you know, it's cheap and it's available, and it's available. It's the most calories you can buy for the cheapest amount of money. That's the idea behind junk food in these areas. So the goal of the Salvation Army is, they say, a sustainable store rooted in the community that helps locals eat healthier, smarter, cheaper. And so they hope that this will be an antidote to the country's obesity epidemic. And the store aims to double the amount of food people on food stamps can purchase. Ordinarily, they get the equivalent of about $4 per person per day. But they did their research, and they're going to key their offerings to what's most nutritious and economical at the same time. They're going to have cooking demos on site, and there's even a loyalty program called the Red Shield Club that extends discounts to members. This is a great idea, and they're doing something akin to this in Great Britain as well. So this is an exciting development, and hopefully, it's going to revolutionize our approach to dealing with obesity and the diseases that are associated with poor diets in poor parts of the country. All right, let's talk to Julie from Wisconsin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Hoffman.
My pleasure.
I have a question about, you've probably heard about Super Beets.
Yes, I did. Yeah, for a former sponsor. They no longer are a sponsor, but, you know, I'm all for them. It's a good product.
You are. Yeah. Well, I agree that they're a good product, but I have type 2 diabetes, and I was mm-hmm. just wondering if that would, if they would be too sweet for me to use.
Yeah, I'd have to check the calorie count on them because the product is sweetened. And let me just dial it up here and
okay,
see if I can get you some information. Because, you know, you got to be an astute label reader. They're, like I said at the beginning of the program, they're going to try and improve the labeling so that there's a better disclosure of what's in the products. But, you know, I see here, I'm looking at nutritional information. They should have this here. Great, I got a label. I pulled it up. And so the original flavor has just 3 grams of sugar, which is not very much, per serving, which is a teaspoon, which you dissolve in water. So that should be good. And then they have another black cherry flavor, which some people find, you know, tastier. And it's got 3 grams of sugar, just 4 grams of carbohydrates. So it should be okay. It should be okay. And why would it be beneficial in the case of diabetes? Well, let's, you know, answer that question. In diabetes, it's often associated with, cardiovascular disease and high blood pressure and circulatory problems. And yes, you want dietary nitrates to, cause your blood vessels to dilate and improve circulation. And, that I think, would be fine. That would be fine to take. So give it a shot. All right. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens Blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number is 877-726-8255. Taking advantage of that today is Jill from Middletown, New York. Hi, Jill.
Hi, doctor. I just had a bone density scan, and for the first time, my hip was down to a minus 3.2, and my doctor wants me to go on a drug. And I wondered if you had any recommendation. I tried all the oral drugs in the past, and they all made me sick. And but I was wondering about these ones.
Well, absolutely. I'm working on publishing for our website an osteoporosis protocol similar to the one that I use in patients in the office. And, you know, minus 3.2 is a concern, but I'm about to release an article about how, you know, we've created hysteria for women who have low bone density. We've taken a situation which is a normal physiologic situation, which is that as you age, you have lower bone density. We've medicalized it. We're disease-mongering. We're turning it into a condition for which we need a medical fix. And that is on scant evidence. And I go through the evidence. And the evidence suggests that the tests aren't that good at detecting who's going to get a fracture. And in addition, the medications that are touted for preventing fracture, really, you know, the risk-benefit equation is not good for every woman who benefits. Several women may experience side effects. And I know that they try to scare women into complying with being on medication, but there are natural alternatives that really work. One that I really like is strontium, and I suggest that women take anywhere from 600 to 660 milligrams of strontium at bedtime. Usually that's two capsules. That's very effective, along with adequate vitamin D and calcium. I like bioavailable calcium with cofactors in a product called OsteoPrev. You can find that on Fullscript, which is our online dispensary. I also like Ostera, which is a potent extract of hops. There's evidence that olive leaf extract is helpful for slowing the progression of osteoporosis. Some great studies from Spain showing that the polyphenols in olive oil, which you can get from olive leaf extract, are really helpful for preventing women on the Mediterranean diet from developing osteoporosis. Also, it's important to look at the potential for vitamin K. Vitamin K2 or MK7 is great for slowing the progression to bone loss. So there are a variety of things out there that should be employed. Boron, ipraflavone, silica, and using a combination of those things, I've had great success in forestalling fractures and improving bone density in the patients who visit me at my center in Manhattan. So, you know, there you have it. There are some natural approaches. Again, I would do so with some kind of supervision because you want to get monitored. You want to make sure that it's really working and that you're not just, causing your bone to disappear while taking supplements if they're not effective. I mean, that has to be ascertained. But usually it's a very effective approach. Thanks for your call. And let's talk about how exercise in old age prevents the immune system from declining. This from a new study done in London, England, King's College. They followed 125 long-distance cyclists, some who are now in their 80s, and they found they had the immune systems of 20-year-olds. If exercise was a pill, they say, everyone would be taking it. It has wide-ranging benefits for the body, the mind, for our muscles, and our immune system. The research was published in a journal called Aging Cell. And what they ascertained here, and this has been established, the immune system declines about 2 to 3% a year, starting in our 20s, which is why older people are more susceptible to infections and conditions that are autoimmune, like rheumatoid arthritis and, of course, cancer, which is a failure of immune surveillance. And it turns out that cyclists who have the immune systems of 20-year-olds rather than a 70- or 80-year-old, they may have added protection against all these issues. So the researchers looked at T-cells, which are produced in the thymus, which is a gland in the chest. It normally shrinks with aging, and it almost disappears by the time you're 70 or 80. They found that the endurance cyclists were producing the same level of T-cells as adults in their 20s, whereas a control group of inactive older adults were producing very few. So the researchers believe that being physically active in old age will help people respond better to vaccines and so be better protected against infections such as the flu, and they'll have also better natural immunity. Some of the cyclists in this study are amazing. The older members in their 80s, say they only do short 100-kilometer rides. That's a mere 62 miles. Pretty impressive. Cycling for immune support, whatever type of endurance exercise you can do for as long as you can help to support your immune system. All right, well, thanks for joining us for this hour. We got lots more coming up in hour two. We're going to take a look at how obesity is contributing to the worldwide burden of cancer and how air pollution may cause cognitive impairment in children. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. So keep calling.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, season, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.